They walked down the path. In the sizzling heat, Hermia said, "Are you afraid?" "Should I be?" Mirini whispered.
The mask swiveled. "I'll assume that was a serious question and not impudence."
"Indeed you should. Yours is a dangerous honour for a girl so inexperienced."
She knew that. She had never, never thought it would be her. When Alana had died, all the girls had whispered about who would be next bearer. But when Hermia had sent for her this morning and told her she'd been chosen, she hadn't been able to believe it. Neither had anyone else. The terror had come later, growing all day. Now, despite the heat, her hands were so chilled she could hardly feel them. So she rubbed them together and asked the question she already knew the answer to.
"Will I be doing it today, carrying the god?"
"If he wills it," Hermia sounded amused. Fear tasted sour. A prickling, her heart thudding, and that sickening, sweating emptiness. She swallowed a huge lump of it in her throat, but it was still there, choking her, and the gold and scarlet mask was a stifling hand over her breathlessness. Up here, the noise of the procession had faded. It was as if the path under the stone door had let them both.